Wakey, wakey, bunny. Ah, shh, shh, shh. There's no use in trying to make so much noise with that gag in your mouth, is there? No one is going to hear you. Maybe I went a little too harsh on you. I mean, the gag is one thing, but the blindfold and the ropes as well might have been a bit overkill. I hope the bed is comfy at least. I tried to pick out the most comfortable mattress I could find. Why are you still trying to make noise? Relax, bunny. Besides, you know I can't hear you with that in your mouth. Bunny, if I take the gag out, will you promise not to scream? You can nod for me, pretty thing. There we go. Now, you do promise, don't you? That's my sweetie. Just hold still, and I will make it better. Thank you for keeping to your promise. I might have gotten a bit upset with you if you immediately started screaming or something like that. I'm so proud of you for being so cooperative. Well done, my love. Well done indeed. I should think the answer to why should be fairly obvious. I'm in love with you. Of course I am. You're in my basement at the moment. Yes, we do know each other. Does the sound of my voice not sound familiar to you? Don't you recognize me? I'm surprised you haven't figured it out by now. Oh well. I guess, considering how good you've been, I can remove your blindfold too. Ta-da! It's me, the shy barista from your favorite cafe. You've been such a regular these past few weeks. And it's been a joy getting to know you, my treasure. Well, okay. We have barely spoken at all on account of me being far too shy to strike up much of a conversation with you. But I have gotten to know you. Oh yes. I've been watching you extensively. I've memorized the usual times that you come in and out of the cafe, so I know to get everything ready for you. You think it's a happy coincidence that you always get the same table at the back? Not quite, bunny. I make sure to reserve it for you. I had to be sneaky about how I would do it, but I would do it. And then, there's your go-to order. It's the same drink every time. Sometimes you'll try something different, but I know your favorite off by heart. I also try to make sure we always have enough carrot cake for you, little bunny. You deserve it, after all. You do so much good work on that laptop you bring in. I hope you don't mind that sometimes I would take little peeks at your writing. This one time, I put a USB stick in your laptop while you were using the bathroom. I got to read some of the stuff you'd written. And honestly, I was really impressed. I think you might just be my favorite author ever. I know a lot about my favorite author, Bunny. I followed you home many, many times. The route became easy to memorize. And before long, I learned all the best hiding spots. I started to learn your routine to see what you did day to day. It got pretty boring not being able to watch you enough. So I broke in a few times while you were out. Yeah, I did. I combed every inch of the place to really learn about you. I think the way someone keeps their house says a lot about them. I had a look at the kind of books on your shelves, the posters in your room, the clothes in your wardrobes, the shoes you wear. I really like your style. You're a very unique person, and I have become head over heels obsessed with you. I know everything about you now. There is no one quite like you. That's why I brought you here, Bunny. I wanted to keep you safe. And I wanted to give you an environment where you can just be you. You'll never have to worry about rent ever again. Oh, don't worry, Bunny. You'll still be able to write, even in captivity. I wouldn't want to take that from you. It's important to you. I know it's what you do best, my sweet. I'll never interfere with that. Of course, I promise. I love you, after all. What kind of monster would I be to stand in the way of the thing you love doing? Besides, I know that with time, you'll fall in love with me as well. Wow, they're so soft. I've wanted to touch them for so long. It's been agonizing resisting the urge in the cafe to touch them. The way your ears would perk up when you'd hear a noise. So precious. Your little bunny nose sometimes scrunches up for a second while you sniff around for what it could have been. Such adorable mannerisms. Honestly, how could I not be madly in love with you? Like I said, you'll fall in love too. You just need a good bit of time and adjusting. I will admit, I know there's probably something really wrong with me. This isn't a normal thing to do. It isn't very normal to follow them home. But you will learn to love me. I won't force you, I promise. We'll take it slow. You'll come to learn about me, and eventually, you'll become used to my presence, my touch, my scent, my endless, undying affection for you. With time, Bunny will learn to adjust to their new hutch. I've provided a hutch just for you. I built it, nail by nail. Would you like me to lift you off your bed so I can carry you inside? Hey, it's not a... I promise it's not a bad one. I set up a bed in there with a TV screen for you so you can watch whatever you want. There's plushies of all your favorite characters. And I know that because I kind of took them from your place. I hope you don't mind. I just thought you might appreciate the familiarity. I picked out the color scheme just right. It really suits your aesthetic perfectly. I'm quite proud of myself putting it all together, really. I think I've captured you just right. Get it? Captured you? Sorry, bad joke. Anyway, come on, let's go have a look at it, Bunny. Hold still. I'll carry you to it. Bunnies are never very heavy, and I've always been pretty strong, if I do say so myself. Come, come. I can't wait for you to see it. Do you like it? I think it's just perfect for you. I know you're probably used to sleeping in a bed, but this really is ideal for you. You're a bunny. And I want to get my new pet used to the home, after all. Don't you see? Please, crawl inside. I gave you a lot of room so you wouldn't feel too cramped. Oh, don't be nervous. I promise you'll like it inside. It's very, very comfortable after all. There you go. You see? It's so comfy in there. I tested it myself, but I didn't sleep in it or anything silly like that. After all, I respect that this is your space. Bunnies like you are supposed to have little hutches that they can call home. I don't know why you weren't in one before. This is all yours. It's your safe space. As you adapt to becoming my pet, you will learn to love this spot. It will become sacred to you. I won't interfere unless I really have to, and I hope it never has to come to that. You see, I want to leave you undisturbed. I read that you shouldn't mess with your new pet too much. You need time to settle in and adjust to your new home. And with time, I'll give you free rein over the house. But it's going to take a lot of trust building to get to that point, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, Bunny. I wish I could just let you do whatever you want. I do. But I just need to know that I can trust you first. I'm sure you understand. It's for your own good as well as mine. It's not just me being selfish. Well, yes, all of this is good for you. You see, by bringing you here, I am providing you with a safe space. This is your little corner in an uncaring world. Nothing can hurt you here. And if anyone tries to get my bunny, I will remove their heads from their Sorry. You don't need to hear all that horrible, violent stuff. All you need is a cozy little bed and a lot of love. And I have much of that to give, you see. Is it okay if I come into the cage with you for a second? Thank you. I promise I'm not here to intrude too much. I'll leave you to it at some point so you can adjust. But for now, I just want to be with you for a little bit longer. I'm sure you can't blame me for that. Come here, you. I'm sure you must still be a little weary of me. But I only want the best for you. Relax, Bunny. Let me play with your little ears again. I've had practice. I used to keep bunnies as a young boy. It's why I love them so much. Hold still, my precious bunny. I will give you all of the affection you could ever dream of. It's subtle, but I can feel a change of some sorts. You're already acting differently. When you first woke, there was a great sense of fear within you. I could practically feel it. It made me feel really guilty. I've never wanted to upset you or make you afraid of your own boyfriend. But now, you're already succumbing to me. Was it the hutch that did it? The big fluffy pillows in here. The screen you can watch anything you want on. Or was it just my expertise in handling the ears of a good bunny like you? I knew I'd bring you around. You're adapting so well, so fast. I don't think it'll be very long at all before you're ready to explore the house, my love. We're going to be a very, very loving couple. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe you're not ready for that. I can't blame you. But in time, you will learn to love me, Bunny. You know, you can have all the carrots you've ever wanted as well. I'm in no short supply. I can get you whatever you need to live a comfortable life in here. Whatever you need, I can accommodate. Oh, your soft ears give me life. Oh, why didn't I start planning to take the bunny home with me sooner? This took a lot of planning. I could have saved myself so much time if I had just... It matters not now, my bunny. You don't need to hear about your new owner rambling to himself. Just drift off. You look pretty sleepy. Maybe you're still feeling the effects of what I gave you earlier. You don't know? Well, that cup of tea you had earlier by your desk. You know, the carrot-flavored one? Well, I may have slipped a little something into it. Perhaps you don't remember how drowsy you became. You slipped into a pretty deep sleep. I'm sorry for that. I am. But it was so worth it. From there, bringing you back to your new home was simplicity itself. I've done all of this for you, my love. We're going to be so happy together, you know. Hey, can you still hear me, Bunny? Aw, just a sleepy little head, aren't you? That's okay. Just drift off then, my precious little pet. Drift off and let the sleep take hold. You are comfortable. You are safe. You are protected. You are loved. Let me look after you, my precious. Your life will become very, very comfortable. I love you, Bunny. Good night.